Maybe I got that right. Maybe I didn't. But Volvo of Dallas is at I-35 at Frankfort in Carrollton. He'll be there from 10 until noon tomorrow. So go see Norm. All right, now what is this Gordon Lightfoot thing? We probably should bring everybody up to speed because the snake said last week,
very bold,
on our big Edmund Fitzgerald day, that he would get Gordon Lightfoot on the show by yesterday. That did not happen.
Well, we should have talked about this yesterday, but we didn't have time, I guess. But
no, mainly we just forgot.
Pretty much. Snake. So I have good news, and I have better news, and I have some bad news. I'll start with the bad news. The bad news is he will not come on our show at this juncture in his life.
Damn it! That's what I say.
The good news is he will come on our show after the new year. The better news is he will play here.
What do you mean play here?
What? He's headed this way?
They are trying to book him a gig right now.
Would you tell them we can help him?
That's what I said. I go, dude, we could get you, we could find a place immediately. And he goes, well, we're looking at the Bass Hall.
Oh, man, how awesome.
Yes.
Did you tell him we could sell him 1,000 tickets?
Oh, yeah.
I think we can.
I told her, it was a lady. It was his publicist.
Tell her to check up on us.
And she was like, she goes, look, he's done. I told her that we were a sports station and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, well, that's not too weird. He's done that before. But right now, he's just, you know, he's busy with his tour. And I go, is he healthy? She goes, oh, yeah, he's very healthy. I go, how's he sound? She goes, sounds great.
Awesome.
Yeah. But it's in the process of him being booked here.
So he might be headed down this way, and if he does, he'll be on the show then, huh?
Yes.
What do you think the odds are of us getting him in studio?
Probably zero.
What if we provided a limo?
Why would it be zero? I mean, it's not like that Sinatra's coming to town.
I know.
It's not like that Led Zeppelin is reuniting and coming in here. I mean, he's Gordon Lightfoot.
How big is Bass Hall? Because she goes, we're looking for some place that's about 2,500.
That's your place.
That's about right.
Okay. How great would it to see him at Bass Hall, though?
That'd be fabulous.
I don't know why we can't get him up here.
Well, maybe we can.
Maybe we can.
She said just call me after the new year, and things should be worked out then.
All right. Stay on that, and we'll see if we can't get him up here. I mean, I'm sure that there is some limo driver out there who, in exchange for a couple of spiffs, wouldn't mind hauling the great Gordon Lightfoot from crazy Fort Worth to the mothership for us.
Don't
you think?
Or maybe we could do our show from Bass Hall that day.
Hey, now.
Maybe we could.
And then there would be, because I'd like to go see it.
Boy, I'd like to go. I will go.
You've got to go. Oh, yeah.
Okay, then
being the folk singer that you are.
Then there we are. We set up at Bass Hall, and we do our show there. Well, why can't we do that?
I'm sure we can.
The problem is, if he's not going to come on until January, what are we going to do between now and then?
I think we'll make it.
Well, yeah.
I think we'll be okay.
I think he's got a great point. What are we going
to
do?
The hell are we supposed to do for content in the meantime?
You know what, with our luck, you know when he'll show up? The week we're at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, oh. No. No, no. Please,
I guarantee you that happens.
Oh, boy. Oh, me. Oh, my.
And that's what you'll hear.
So on the Saturday Night Live show the other night, can I tell them this anecdote very quickly?
Sure. Yeah, you done, Snake?
Yeah, that's it.
So the Saturday Night Live show that they had the other night, when was that?
The
Sunday
80s
night?
Thing on Sunday.
Well, one of the cool things they did was they would play little snippets of some of the musical acts of the day. And I'm sure that any ticket listener who happened to be by the channel, any hardline P1, was very amused by the fact that one of the musical acts that they chose was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And as fate would have it, the song he was performing was Change of Heart. And as fate would have it, when he flashed up there, they were right on the bridge of that song.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, me. Oh, my.
Did you start laughing?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Oh, boy. Hold me. Hold my.
Did he have his rattle, too?
Was he in his diaper?
No, he was playing guitar.
Diaper and crushed velvet suit?
Yes, he was wearing a diaper and a crushed velvet suit, Corby.
If that's going to happen and they played there, we should really do our show from there.
I imagine we can.
Or we get him to come on. Maybe we could be there for the sound check or something.
I wonder if he'll let me play guitar with him.
No. Might let Danny.
No, he won't.
Then he's better
he hates
than you, Corby. Okay?
I know, he's way better than me.
Okay?
Sure he is, but I'm a bigger fan than Danny.
Maybe you
I
can,
promote him more.
Maybe you can show him Norm.
Maybe he'll
maybe
let...
Maybe he'll never understand Norm's
Maybe
complex.
He'll let Santana sit in with him.
Maybe he will.
Hey, speaking of songs, don't you have fat song, fat girl songs today?
Oh, yeah. I think that's at 5:10.
Yep.
I'm glad Danny helped you because... There are thousands out there, and
Danny,
I can come
did
up
you
with
help
a thousand.
Not one bit. Did you? He didn't help
and
me.
And then we're leaving yesterday. You go, Danny, you're going to have to help me on this. I can only think of five.
No, I had to cut it down. I
Ryan,
had to cut
did
the list
say
down
that or not?
From 25. I had to cut that, the top 10.
Yeah, but you know what else I found out yesterday?
What?
You know how he was bashing Unchained Melody?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what that is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
You did not. I had to tell you what it was.
I got it confused with their other spare-ass fat girl song.
So you going to do those later on?
Yeah, 5:10.
All right, 4:48 here on the ticket.